Every Wednesday morning, we check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She makes her weekly Wednesday visit. Marty, how cold is it on your side of town in Ellettsville?
It is so cold. And I'll tell you, my puppy dog doesn't want to go too far out that back door. It's like she doesn't take 1 second. She's right back in.
Very efficient. Very efficient this time of year. In and out and in and out, and we're ready to go. But it seems like everybody is going to get through the cold this morning. Everybody's going to get back to somewhat of a normal routine today. But as you were telling me before we went on the air, last night, the Monroe County Plan Commission, they found a way to get together and make some changes to the zoning on the waste transfer facility. Please tell folks what they might have missed as they were chasing their kids who weren't in school around yesterday.
Right. Well, I was really interested to see what was going to happen at that meeting, because what I think they're trying to do here is to put a stopgap measure in here that says at least this is not going to be a by right thing, that transfer facility could go in without the public hearing about it, because the way it was set up, the way it was set up and is set up right now, is that that could all be handled through staff approval. And that information was not brought out to the public until, we thought it might almost be too late. So what they're trying to do now is to say, okay, it could be allowed in these different zones, but only as a conditional use, which means it would not be an automatic thing. It would still have to have a public hearing. It would have to go to the Board of Zoning Appeals now, so that it would have a public hearing. And
so this is adding red tape in favor of the public and people that perhaps would live in these areas.
Well, it would just the public in general, because it would allow them to take a look at whether or not it's going to help, whether there's karst in the area that might affect it, or if the traffic is such that the roads wouldn't handle it, or many other things that they could have a list of that says, does it meet this criteria? Because not every industrial zone would be appropriate for this kind of a facility. And so they added one other step that someone would have to go through. As it is, if they hadn't done something such as that, it sounds to me like what County Legal was saying, that if they wanted to take this to court, they might be able to push this forward without something like this. Now, I'm just going by what it sounded like he was saying, and I've got to tell you, I wish those people would make sure their mics were on before they start talking, because it's like, okay, then somebody has to go tell them, turn your mic on, and then you've missed the first part of what they were trying to say. Now, they're going to take this ordinance to the county commissioners today, and then the county commissioners will vote on it. And if that then is passed at the county commissioner level, then any application for such a facility that would come into the county would then have to go through the Board of Zoning Appeals. And it also is not removing the old ordinance from 2007, which said that they had to take it through the Solid Waste District and then to the county commissioners. That is still in place, though, according to the paper, even though it was in place, it was not a part, had not been incorporated into their code. And I noticed the other day, not too long ago, that they did an update on the code. So sometimes things happen as we go along and ordinances are put in place, and then from time to time, the county then will put all of those codes together. So it doesn't mean those things that were approved are not still legal. It just means was not put into the overall code for people to find as quickly. So at least that's my interpretation of what the reason for doing that code. I know they also bring it to the county council and say, here's all these ordinances, and now we're going to put them together in one big book so everybody can find them easier, and here everybody just votes to say, yes, you can put them all together. Doesn't mean they weren't in place to begin with. So now then, that means it's important to know who's going to be on the Board of Zoning Appeals and who's going to be on the Solid Waste District, because it has to hit both of those places as well.
Do you find it interesting that Larry Barker and Scott Wells were, or Scott, I'll make sure I get these names
right.
Yeah,
you had it right.
Yeah, Larry Barker is a former executive director of the Monroe County Solid Waste Management District, and Scott Wells has been on. He's a former Plan Commission member. They're pointing this stuff out. They're what's the word I'm looking for here? Why are they getting involved with this?
Well, I mean, I would think that probably someone wants to run for office. One really doesn't know for certain. I guess we'll find out as time goes on, because our time will run out for people to sign up for office.
That's February 9th, isn't it?
Very soon, yeah. So I would say that if we recall when Larry Barker was the director of the Solid Waste Management, and if you'll recall, he was ready to move forward with a recycling facility. He was so ready to move forward that he went ahead and ordered the building supplies, which is still sitting someplace, because they hadn't put together the entire business plan and what it would cost to have the building built, not just the supplies, the materials, nor what it would cost for the landscaping and all of the things you have to do to comply with the ordinances. So those are reasons for if new people coming to this and were not aware of what had happened in the past, they might think, well, why didn't you move forward with that? Well, there was a very real reason. The dollars and cents and the budgets were not worked out. And remember, no matter what the Solid Waste Board would decide, their budgets, bottom lines, always voted on.
County government,
and
yeah.
By county council, and the county council's vote is the final vote. It is not the board, district board. That's more or less just a recommendation that they give according to the state law. That's the way it works. So,
however, they will be
the ones who will decide whether or not that there is a need for such a facility, and then that recommendation goes to the county commissioners, and that is not anything that the county council can stop or whatever. Only thing we can do is continue to bring public information so the public can become involved, which is what I have encouraged the people in that neighborhood who were concerned about this and contacted me. I said, you must be very involved. You must go to these meetings and make sure that people understand that you are concerned. And boy, they have really, really done that. So kudos to them.
Is this as transparent as it could be? Is this going to help with all of that, where people won't have to search for information anymore?
Well, one would certainly hope so, but because any time you have this kind of thing happen where, and as Scott Wells said, I think it was Scott Wells, perhaps it was Dwight Worker, who's one of the neighbors there, I think it might have been Dwight, who was saying, look, this is what happens when you have one party that is in total majority of all of these boards of city and county and so forth. These things, too many times, is the kind of thing that sort of slips under the rug, that people do not actually know about until they're, you know, really jumping through the hoops to get caught up. I mean, it's the kind of thing that happened with the annexation. I mean, we were allowed to hear about it. They had a meeting and said, okay, this is what we're going to do. So there's a lot of legislation that I'm following at the state level that is trying to give more help to the public. That one of which is saying, look, if you can only do one annexation ordinance a year, you can't do several and try to pull them into one big packet. And it, the assessed value in the area that you're trying to annex cannot be any more than 15% of the total value of the unit that's trying to annex. So there's a lot of things going on at the state. We don't know how many of those we'll get through, but of course, that's what many of us on the county council are doing every day, watching to see what's going through and what and where it sets and what's going to be passed. And all of that is very important. I know there's also one that they're trying to get through that says that the county council will be the income tax council and not the city. All of it's interesting. Maybe none of it will pass. But
sure.
Once we get back to the subject in here, which is the trash transfer facility information, then that's going back to the county commissioners today at 10 o'clock. And if the commissioners vote to put this in place, then anything that needs to happen would then have to go through the Board of Zoning Appeals. The Plan Commission has an appointment to the Board of Zoning Appeals, but they couldn't come up with that appointment last night. They they appointed four to be on the executive board, and the executive board is going to decide who's on the Board of Zoning Appeals. So we'll have to keep a close eye on that. The new Plan Commission president is Susie Johnson. She did a great job last night. She's brand new to Plan Commission, but certainly not new to planning and zoning. So she'll be it appears to be a great asset to that group. And there were a lot of other new faces as well. So we have a lot coming at us at the county level and with new people. It's hard to sort of sit there and count your votes in advance because we don't have a good, a good track record of knowing what people's thoughts might be on these things. So it's always very interesting.
Do you see the commissioners passing this no problem?
Oh, I think that will certainly go through. Now, having to do once again with the Solid Waste District, Steve Bolin had been the city council's representative on Solid Waste District. Last night after the county meeting, then I watched the city meeting. Well, I know I need to get a life. But at the city meeting, then they appointed a new person for the Solid Waste District Board. So it's not going to be Steve Bolin. It's going to be Isabel Piedmont Smith. So she will be a new face on Solid Waste District Board.
Is that just an end of year term that changes over, or is that a new shift in thought, or what do I read into that?
It has to be reappointed on a routine basis. That Steve Bowen has been the city's appointment for many years, so whether or not he's determined he didn't want to do that anymore, or maybe they wanted a new perspective, I don't know. That would be
a question for them to answer, right?
Right, absolutely. But
it is different. Like, there you go.
Right now, with all of the organizational meetings and all of the appointments, this may sound like really boring stuff, but when it depends on who is being appointed to what board as to what is going to happen. So it's hard to follow along, but let me tell you, it's important because all of this is going to affect what we can do with our property and where this trash transfer facility is going to go. They have not removed their request at the state level, and so we have to continue to watch what's going to go on.
Is there a time limit on that, Marty, or is that it just runs for as long as they need to run it for?
I'm sorry, I've heard two different opinions on that, so I don't want to answer.
Interesting.
Right. In the meantime,
you thought that would be clear as day, where they'd say, yeah, if you put your appeal in, it runs this long, and if there's this or that, or you have until this day to do it. Usually most things have a timing on them, don't they?
Well, one thought, but that time frame that we thought it would be over with, which has come and gone. And we'll find out. The other thing is right now it's time for people to say whether or not they want to run for office again. We have four council seats up. It's Shelley Yoder, it's Ryan Cobine, it's Eric Foodmore, and it's me. So Eric Spumoyer
signed up. Yeah, Eric and Marty are signed up. I saw that yesterday.
And I did, but Shelley Yoder has not, and Ryan Cobine has not.
I want to say Friday the 9th is the deadline at noon. I thought I read that earlier in the week.
I think that's right, but I don't have that memorized.
But as I said on the air the other day, Marty, if you need me to tell you what the deadline is, you haven't thought enough about running or you're waiting for Radio Guy to tell you when your deadline is. So I would think those that are signing up are going to get ready.
I went very first day. I said, okay, this is not something you put off. You just go get it done. And so did Eric Sumar, by the way. So it... We'll see who decides if they want to serve another 4 years, and we see that there's a new person who signed up to run for Bloomington Township trustee. It wasn't Lillian Henniger, so perhaps she isn't going to run. So this is a time when people are looking at what's going on here, because that all has to do with the Bloomington Township. It has to do with that whole Northern Monroe Fire Territory that people were so upset about. So these elected officials can make a big difference in what happens in your life.
No doubt about it. And as we've said for years, and we'll say for years, it starts here and then works its way out. It doesn't trickle down eventually. That's not. If you're waiting for that to happen, you're going to be waiting a long time.
Right. But in the meantime, I have a couple of elected officials who are friends on the Owen County Council. We got Andy Wood. We got Anton Knapp. And I just say, we're coming for you. The Mustangs are on their way.
That's right.
So
you guys
folks,
have any,
we're friends, but when it comes to hitting the basketball court, we want to be the winners.
That's right. We'll
Mustangs
put that,
are on the way.
We'll put that friendship on hold for 90 minutes and let those kids compete it out tonight. We'll have coverage starting at 7 to tip just after 7:30. Girls, boys, doubleheader, Western Indiana Conference basketball. And we hope everybody's up there and going, because we know Spencer Owens schools are closed today, but they've got to get these games in somehow, in some way. We don't want you to throw any political clout around and make them open those gym doors, but that wouldn't be the worst idea. That wouldn't be the worst idea ever. Now, one last thing before I let you go. I know you're heading to Indianapolis at some time to go up and see what's going on with the legislature. Is that sooner than later, or is that more towards February?
It's toward the end of this month.
Okay.
We're
halfway right now.
And in the meantime, our elevators are going to be on hold at the courthouse very soon. So I don't recall the exact date, but before you go to those public meetings at the courthouse. Now, today, it's working, so the meetings will be at the courthouse. But
A
few days, they're going to start dispersing these meetings elsewhere. So just make sure that you keep track of where you're supposed to go if you want to go speak at these meetings.
Yeah, and if you see them change, don't hesitate to send me an email, and I'll pass them on to our listeners as well.
I will do that.
Stay warm, and I know you say go Mustangs here on a Wednesday morning.
I just have to say go Mustangs.
All right, Marty, good job as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk checks in every Wednesday morning just after 8:05 to help keep us informed of what's going on here in county politics and government.